Missoula Morning News starts right now.
Proposed resolution draft that I circulated to council yesterday regarding the request by Mr. Scott Collins in an email to City Council on Sunday, requesting a resolution of the council indicating its desire to, I'll just read the title, a resolution of the City of Milton affirming its desire to re-enter negotiations with city manager candidate Scott Collins.
That's how the conversation began last night. Alex Andrade, the city attorney for the City of Milton, explaining the letter that I had presented to you the other day that Scott Collins had sent out saying, I am actually interested in this job, but I will only deal with Alex. I do not want to deal with city council members. He said that softly. I definitely don't want to deal with members of the public in the interim. He said that loudly. And so they were going to have this conversation last night because one of the agenda items was to hire the firm that's going to be the headhunter to go try to find a city administrator, city manager, good luck, who is willing to come to Milton and who the City of Milton is willing to accept and who will pay appropriately. But then all of a sudden, Scott Collins, the former unanimous choice, everybody wanted, well, a consensus choice. There were other people who had other people first, but still, everybody agreed that he was a good choice. And then all the drama, you know, insert Russian novel here. And then, you know, he withdraws. And so then, oh, now what do we do? Well, last night, there was also Russian drama. I'm not going to get into it right now. I actually haven't listened to the meeting yet. I caught the beginning and the end, and I know the result. Tomorrow, trust me, tomorrow, we can have our days of our Milton discussion. But after 42 minutes of what I can only describe as the weirdest arguments ever, save it for tomorrow. Here's the result.
It's messing up again, but it was a unanimous vote.
Oh, thank you, Molly. So it was unanimously approved. That's really wonderful to have that kind of unanimity when you're bringing on a new hire. So thank you, council, for your decision.
There you go. So they are going to pursue Scott Collins. And there's some questions about where is he going to live? Is it going to be okay for him to live? I think he's in Orange Beach right now. He has family, or Gulf Shores. He has family. And so is he going to be able to commute? How is that going to work? I think these are some of the sort of technical issues to be resolved. But the fact that after all of this, you know, all of the known problems, he's willing to come back and take the job. Great. I mean, it's fantastic. But we thought we had him hired last time. So, you know, until there's actually a contract executed, because that's also been a problem recently, I won't celebrate too much. 8:13 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We got all this stuff with this impeachment. The reason this is a story, okay, is partially because Speaker McCarthy is going ahead without having a vote on it. That's weird. It's not impossible to do, but it is kind of weird. He doesn't seem to have the votes for impeachment. The Senate certainly doesn't have the votes for impeachment. The evidence is thin to, I don't know, alleged. And here we are. Like, it's this big news story when I think anybody who's a Democrat is going to look at this and say, this is just pure politics. That's all this is. The Republicans are going to be split. Some who are just super Trump loyalists slash Biden's always the enemy people. Although, you know, be careful what you wish for. Would you rather have Kamala? Okay, just, you know, it's a fair question. And then there's the other part of the Republicans, me, who say this is as transparently political as it looks. This is retaliation for the impeachments of Trump, for the ongoing indictments of Trump, and for a distraction against the sort of failure of Kevin McCarthy to do the things that he's been promising that he would do, as Matt Gaetz pointed out yesterday.
We have had no vote on term limits or on balanced budgets as the agreement demanded and required. There's been no full release of the January 6 tapes, as you promised. There has been insufficient accountability for the Biden crime family. And instead of cutting spending to raise the debt limit, you relied on budgetary gimmicks and rescissions so that you ultimately ended up serving as the valet to underwrite Biden's debt and advance his spending agenda.
So we're getting ready to run up against another, you know, budget crisis, the government's going to shut down kind of thing. And Matt Gaetz says, you know, last time we voted you in as speaker after the long, remember, the many, many hours and the votes and the votes and the votes. And then finally, Matt's like, okay, fine, I'll abstain. We'll let this happen. Under these conditions, this is what I want to see happen. None of that stuff has happened. And now we're up against another problem. And it looks like distraction from the, you know, this issue, and it looks like political retaliation over the Trump stuff. Here's what McCarthy said yesterday.
Here's what we know so far. Through our investigations, we have found that President Biden did lie to the American people about his own knowledge of his family's foreign business dealings. We know that bank records show that nearly $20 million in payments were directed to the Biden family members and associates through various shell companies.
What did the president, then vice president, know? And when did he know it? And what involvement did he have with the money? I mean, they're fair questions, but I don't think we've seen anything yet that proves impeachable. I mean, honestly, I don't think we've seen anything yet that proves that. So it looks to me like, well, you know, you did to us, we're going to do to you. And is this now where we're at, that we're just going to, you know, use impeachment as a tool of political campaigns? Now, I will say the one thing about this that I even sort of question myself on is, I think you maintain the moral high ground of being able to say impeachment one, impeachment two, Russia collusion hoax, all of that stuff, indictment in the run-up to a re-election year looks extraordinarily political. And you're wrong for weaponizing that process in this way, and for weaponizing the indictment, all of that, okay? Well, the way you retain that moral high ground is by then not doing it yourself, because if you do the same thing you accuse them of, then, well, they did it, we did it, we're all equally bad, you know, two wrongs don't make a right kind of thing. But my own self-doubt on that one topic is, look at the Bud Light protests. I have always said, and I will always say, that it's stupid for protesting these things. That was a dumb protest. But it worked in the sense that it got companies to suddenly start asking themselves, well, all these liberals protest us and we do what they want. Oh, I guess conservatives can protest too. Maybe we should pay attention to their concerns. So they are far less embracing of wokeism because of what I thought was a stupid boycott that has had the effect. So this looks to me like a stupid impeachment proceedings, and yet maybe it serves the purpose of teaching the Democrats not to. I don't think so, because that would require self-awareness on both sides. 8:17 here on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
On the sevens, road is cleared at Blue
could
Angel.
Could be the eights.
It could be, absolutely. So thank you. Road is cleared at Blue Angel and Softley Field. But again, block southbound still on 90 in Blue Angel. That accident in Milton at Airport and 90, that has been cleared as well. Taking a look in front of the hospital, West Florida HCA Hospital. There was an accident about 30 minutes ago. Davis Highway and Berg Street, very, very slow in that area. Front gate of Pensacola Naval Air Station was backed up to Barrancas this morning, now backed up to Sunset, and slow I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Carr City. If you have traffic tips, you can always text them in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, Peden Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric, they do all of that stuff, and they've got a couple of deals going on right now. One is you get $1,000 off a water filtration system, and sort of in conjunction with that, the Emax Auto Booster is something that gives you 40% more hot water from your existing electric tank. And right now you can get 50% off an Emax Auto Booster with the installation of any 40 or 50 gallon electric water heater. So if you're a household that has a lot of people that like to take the hot showers, you know, because just a lot of people do that, that might make sense for you, the Emax Auto Booster. And obviously, if you need work done, heating, air conditioning, any of that kind of stuff, you want to know that you pick up the phone, you're going to get good quality products, good quality installation, and people who are going to, you know, be professional, and you get 100% satisfaction guarantee. Yeah, that's the kind of thing that Peden is known for. They're all over Panama City, Destin, Fort Walton, large location here in Pensacola in Ellison Field. You can give them a call or check them out online at Peden, PEADEN.com.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. the party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola. He's on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
After Sunday's flooding in Libya, a full scope of the catastrophe is becoming clear. Officials now say as many as 10,000 are feared dead after Mediterranean storm Danielle hit the country. Entire neighborhoods were swept away in the city of Derna after two dams failed.
Wow. I don't know if you've seen any of the video out of Libya. It's heartbreaking. It's just, I mean, they're saying 10,000, but I think they have no earthly idea how many people have been killed in this flooding from Tropical Storm Danielle. But yeah, these two dams broke outside of Berna, and like you're talking whole cities of people that were, they're not even sure they're going to be able to find the people because they think they might have just been washed out to sea. It's absolutely horrible. They just can't even get into those areas.
Due to the sheer volume of this catastrophic flooding, where these two dams burst around the city of Derna in the eastern part of the country, that city alone, more than 5,000 people confirmed dead. Entire neighborhoods, as you said, washed away, villages destroyed. Though there's fears that around coastal regions, many of these people affected could have been washed out to sea, making the numbers of fatalities really difficult to decipher at this point. And this is just for areas that they've already been able to reach. There are some areas that they fear they haven't been able to reach.
Like, they can't even make an estimate in some of the other places. They haven't even been able to get to them. That was NBC reporting. And I think I said Berna. It's Derna. I apologize for using the wrong letter. 823 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
The wife of Mexican drug lord El Chapo is being released from prison in Southern California today, or a halfway house, rather, in Southern California today. Emma Coronel Ispuro was sentenced to 36 months in a federal prison in November of 2021 for money laundering and conspiracy. She'd also been accused of conspiring with others to coordinate her husband's escape from federal prison in Mexico in 2015. The CDC is recommending the latest COVID vaccine for all Americans. They say the latest version of the vaccine targets an Omicron strain that's spread earlier this year. And, you know, we were talking about Taylor Swift earlier and her upcoming concert film release. Well, another Swift story for you. Apparently, she owned the MTV Music Video Awards last night, getting 9 different awards. That's just one shy of the record set in 1987 by Peter Gabriel.
Well, you know, when you don't have Kanye there to interrupt, how good can you be?
That's true.
I saw something.
I'm going to let you finish, Andrew.
Nicely done. Did I see that, like, the set collapsed on one of the singers or something?
I didn't watch.
Oh, look, Sarah's in. Go on.
That was all a ruse for the performance.
Oh, that was all a part of the gimmick?
Yeah,
it was introducing
a new album that she has out. So, unfortunately.
Who was it?
Olivia Rodrigo.
Was it Olivia Rodrigo? That's mm-hmm. That's what I thought I remembered being. Okay. All right. So, all a joke. Ha ha. Well done. Thank you for knowing that. I appreciate that. David, were you done?
Yeah, that's all I got.
Outstanding. 825 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Looks like the road is cleared at Blue Angel and Softly. I mentioned that it was a bad accident this morning. And then the accident at 90 and Airport in Milton also, you're good to go. Still blocked southbound on 90 and Blue Angel. It's blocked southbound on 90 at that intersection. Davis Highway and Burke Street in front of West Florida HCA Hospital. Very slow after an accident this morning. The front gate of Pensacola Naval Air Station seems to be running fine now, but it was backed up a lot earlier, to say. And then slow I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Carr City. If you have traffic tips, you can let us know at 437-1620. Text them in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, one of the things that happens is your parents' age, and it could also be, you know, siblings, sisters, brothers. It could be friends, aunts, uncles. But a lot of times it's parents. That's who you see the first. Is as they age, it just gets harder to do stuff, right? It gets harder for them to cook, to clean, to drive perhaps, to even do what we call activities of daily living, you know, to bathe, to dress, to groom themselves, all of that kind of stuff. And listen, you might be taking care of them. You might have hired somebody to take care of them. You might be kind of putting it off because you don't want to deal with it. I understand all of that. This is when you call my good friend John Horton at Assisted Living Locators, and you just tell him what's going on, and he'll help you figure out, okay, is assisted living the right next step? Because the idea of assisted living is to have the maximum amount of independence, but also get the help, whatever the level of help they need is, so they can have that level of independence. That's the idea. But even once you make that decision, you got like 30 different places locally. How do you pick? John Horton, because he knows all of them intimately, and so he can help you figure out what's the right place for your loved one to really get them the care they need. And there's no charge. No cost whatsoever to you. AssistedLivingLocators.com if you want to look them up online, or just give him a call, 712-0887. 827 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Very unfortunate. Very unfortunate. Offensive, disgusting. The Alabama game, okay? Alabama plays Texas, and Texas wins. And video has surfaced, it went kind of viral over the last couple of days, of people, I'm assuming Alabama fans, because it's at the Alabama game, yelling, well, anti-gay slurs. There's one that begins with an F, okay? And then also, they're black players, okay? Yelling, go back to the projects at these players. While they're winning, or maybe even shortly after the win. I think they might have actually won when this happened. It's this highly edited audio, as you'll hear, but I did want you to hear kind of what it sounded like from the video that's shown up on social media.
You guys are all f***ing. Go back to the projects, f***ing. Go back to the projects. Go back to the projects. Let's go.
The good news is that Alabama has absolutely condemned this behavior and say this is not appropriate, and they're right. Listen, there's a long tradition of, like, trash-talking people at sports games. It's the idea that you want to not just be present, but you want to influence the outcome. That's generally fine, but this kind of stuff, yelling insults and slurs and race, I mean, go back to the projects because they're black. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's outrageous, and it's good that Alabama has come out and said, no, this is absolutely unacceptable. We will not have this anymore. University of Alabama says, we are disgusted by reports of vile language and inappropriate behavior Saturday night. To be clear, we condemn this behavior and it will not be tolerated in our venues. It is not representative of UA or our values. We expect all attendees to act with class and respect toward others. And good for them. I mean, this is a no-brainer. You know, good for them. Oh, Candy, go ahead.
Yeah. But because when I think of people that, you know, good sportsmanship, I always think Alabama. I don't.
I see.
Yeah.
But listen, I you know, I don't What I know of the University of Alabama is a very wide range, because some of the smartest, decent, wonderful people that I know
I'm an Alabama
are Alabama
fan,
graduates,
right.
Okay, and or fans, even if they didn't go there. And I know some other people.
Right, I'm saying they're worse than Packer fans and Browns fans together.
Like most any sports franchise, there is a very wide range. Oh, side note, just oddly, just because we're talking about Alabama, we watched the sort of documentary thing, Bama Rush.
Right. Was it good?
It was. I didn't think it was all that good.
Not very accurate to what it's like to go through Greek life, I'll say.
That's what I thought. And
seemed a bit about alopecia.
Yeah, exactly. Right. It was a lot more about the documentary maker than it was about Rush.
Yeah.
And I thought, to the degree that I was, I don't know. I mean, I knew a lot about Greek life already. My girlfriend in college was an alpha fiend, but I don't know. I was disappointed. I thought it was going to be much more interesting.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. After a 13-day manhunt, escaped murderer Danilo Cavalcante is taken into custody in Pennsylvania.
I can tell you that he was caught near the home where he broke into a garage and stole that .22 caliber rifle on Monday night. And I'm told that he was arrested by Pennsylvania State Police teams as well as a Border Patrol.
Fox's Nate Foy. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has met with the Russian President Vladimir Putin, reportedly for more than 4 hours at a Russian space facility in Siberia.
The suspicion in the West was that these talks would end with Russia getting hold of North Korean munitions. What Vladimir Putin did say was that all issues were up for discussion, including economic cooperation and humanitarian aid.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. The Labor Department says the Consumer Price Index rose 3.7% in August. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31. Mostly clear skies right now and 78 in Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. A historic community center in Century is likely going to have to be torn down and rebuilt. The Carver Community Center reportedly is too damaged from termites and wood rot. Also, a lot of lead paint. It was one of two community centers in Century that the town had been awarded money to renovate. Now it appears that the full $3.2 million state grant that they received in April will go towards demolishing and rebuilding that Carver Community Center building. During a community meeting that was held this week, the town council there conducted an informal poll, and there was a lot of support for rebuilding the Carver Community Center. The council now looking into their options. They'll take a vote at a later meeting. The mayor of Pensacola says a decision has been made on the future of the Malcolm Young Gym.
We are going to get a price for demolition of the building. We've had one rough estimate of what it would take not to refurbish the building, but just to get it to a point where people can go back in the building, that it would be safe enough for people to return. And that's north of $1 million.
And that price tag would not include ADA compliance, bathrooms, floors, other improvements that would have to be made to the building. It's been closed now since April, and D.C. Reeves has said that the site could be potentially used for affordable housing in the future. Well, on the same day House Speaker Kevin McCarthy announced the impeachment inquiry into President Biden, Congressman Matt Gaetz sent a bit of a message.
Mr. Speaker, you are out of compliance with the agreement that allowed you to assume this role. The path forward for the House of Representatives is to either bring you into immediate total compliance or remove you pursuant to a motion to vacate the chair.
Gaetz said McCarthy has not put balancing budgets or term limits to a vote, which he says violates the agreement he signed when he became Speaker in January. Gaetz called the impeachment inquiry a baby step. He says he wants sufficient accountability for the Biden family. Tickets are on sale for the Blue Angels Homecoming Air Show on board NAS Pensacola. That show set for November 3rd and 4th. Individual day tickets, VIP tickets that are on sale now, range from $50 for box seats to $300 for a table for two or $600 for a table for four at the Flightline Club. Those seats, of course, also include catered food and drinks. Link to the ticketing website is available on the News Radio 92.3 Facebook page if you're interested in those. Pensacola police say they're looking forward to bringing on two mental health experts to join their force. Mike Wood tells Channel 3 that these two mental health experts will be riding along and training with PPD officers before they move on to their own unmarked vehicles.
We get those calls, if not every day, pretty close. From everything from a call involving someone who may be panhandling all the way up to someone who is threatening to hurt themselves.
And Wood does say that those two mental health experts will be responding to cases on their own, but they'll have police officers serving as backup if they're needed. He says they are better trained than police officers are at de-escalating situations. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
All right. This brought to you by Discover. Discover credit cards do something awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned doubled. See terms. Check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. 9 Mile and Beulah showing an accident, but not a roadblock this morning. Blue Angel and Muldoon. I don't know what's up with Blue Angel this morning. There's something, just an accident, like three places on it. Blue Angel and Muldoon showing an accident, but not showing a roadblock this morning. Certainly is caution there. The accident in front of HCA West Florida Hospital has been moved, so you shouldn't have any issues there. And then I-110 southbound at mile marker 4 showing an accident, but not showing a roadblock. 98 seems clear. And if you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
And now a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today. 50% chance of rain. Temperatures today warming up into the upper 80s, low 90s. Overnight tonight, we will have temperatures dropping near 74 degrees. For Thursday, 30% chance of rain with a high near 90. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 74. For the weekend, temperatures cool off very close to average in the upper 80s with lows in the low 70s. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
79 in Pensacola, 81 in Gulf Breeze, 77 in Milton.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. At Anderson, we know Subarus are built better, and we're not the only ones who think so. Subarus earn more IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus awards than Honda, Toyota, or Hyundai brands since 2013 as of July 2023. When it comes to safety, Subarus are better. And when it comes to longevity, well, Subaru wins there too. According to a study by Experian Automotive, Subaru leads the industry in longevity with 96% of vehicles sold in the last 10 years still on the road today. More than Honda or Toyota brands. Hands down, Subaru has the longest lasting vehicles in the automotive industry, all of which makes it easy to love a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Visit us on Highway 29 just north of Car City, Pensacola, or shop us online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Based on Experian Automotive non-luxury vehicles in operation excluding trucks and vans versus total new registrations for model years 2013 through 2022 as of December 2022.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Your money now this morning. The market's not changed a whole lot. The Dow is up 7306 today at 34,719.05. S&P 500's up 1141 at 4473.31. The NASDAQ up 3980 at 13,813.41. Our 10-year bond rate is up very slightly at 4.27%. Gold prices today up 70 cents, 1935.80. Silver prices down just a bit at 23.22. And if you're invested in crypto, Bitcoin is up 76.30 right now, 26,177.41. Online shopping prices are down. That's one more sign inflation might be cooling off a little bit. Adobe Analytics is reporting that e-commerce prices fell 3.2% year over year last month. That is the largest annual dip in about 3 years now. The categories that saw the biggest drop in prices included sporting goods, appliances, and, of course, electronics. The Adobe report coming out today and tomorrow, the Consumer Price Index will be released. A group of well-known authors are suing Meta and OpenAI for alleged infringement on hundreds of thousands of books. Class action lawsuits have been filed accusing both companies of harvesting hundreds of thousands of books to train their AI systems. The authors are looking for a court order requiring the companies to destroy AI systems trained on copyright-protected works. And tech industry leaders are on Capitol Hill today to discuss AI. Senators here will be hearing from Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, and others in a closed-door meeting. It's 8:39, our next news at 9 o'clock, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
What is News Radio 92.3? News and information for Pensacola. The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, 5 till 9. The Pensacola Expert Panel or Pep Talk from 9 to 11. Markley, Van Camp and Robbins, 11 until 2. Guy Benson from 2 to 4. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie from 4 to 7. Dave Ramsey from 7 to 10. WEAR-TV at 10. And Brian Kilmeade overnight at 11. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I am completely dependent on you today for this one. I'm completely dependent on you for answering the question that I don't have a lot of answers to, but I am trusting. I am trusting that you're going to have. Candy actually had sent me an email or a text or something the other day, and the idea of the text was it was a picture of the graffiti bridge strike, right. And it was somebody who had said, "Oh my God, I just saw this bridge take off the top of this truck." And then the caption associated with that was, "Tell me you're not from Pensacola without telling me you're not from Pensacola."
Like, isn't that funny?
Like when the graffiti bridge strike happens, you're like, "Oh my God." Right.
Right.
That's, right.
Where we're just like, "Oh, the can opener struck
number
again."
453. Right. Right, exactly. So that's the question. Give me your examples. Be as creative and clever and snarky as you like. Tell me you're not from Pensacola. The kinds of things somebody would say or do that clearly show they're not from here. Or haven't figured it out. I hope in 9 years I've sort of figured it out. But anyway, but they're not trying to tell you that. So now you said you had an example, Candy?
Yeah, oh, sure.
437-1620, by the way.
Absolutely. Text them in. Yeah. Hey, I just saw the shirtless guy with a painter's cap and a great big standard American flag, and he was giving me the peace sign just jogging down the road.
You're right.
And that's fine. And he's awesome. And he always waves and you wave back. You know who I'm talking about. Everybody knows who I'm talking about. That's great. But like when somebody says that, it's like, oh, first time here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just the first time. So, Sarah, you have an example?
Yeah. My example was our very own can opener.
Okay.
But that was your
I took that from you. Sorry.
That was your introduction. So I'm going to need a minute to think of another one.
A second for another one. Okay. All right. How is parking downtown? Easy?
So easy.
So easy. It's so easy. How much does it cost to park at the beach?
It's free.
But most places, it's not free, right? Like most everywhere in the universe, it's very, very, very hard to park at the beach. It's one of the benefits of here. 437-1620. I thought some of these might come in that were like pronunciation things, you know, where somebody says... what's a bayou and why is it Texar, right?
Like, right, would, right, you know, right.
Or somebody who would appropriately say, but it's Cervantes. Well, it is, but it isn't. You know what I mean? Like, it is, but it isn't, right? Okay, so 437-1620. Sarah, have you figured out your other example yet?
There's a fish store called Joe Patty's, and it sure was busy.
maybe this is a little bit too obvious, but somebody might say, "Oh my God, I just saw these jets flying in the air. It looked like the Blue Angels."
Right.
Oh my God, the Blue Angels are flying. Well, you know, yeah. Sometimes, right? It's true. You do occasionally see them. 437-1620. Let's see. Somebody says, this is a visual, but they sent me a picture of somebody with a fishing rod with a reel on it, and the reel is being held on top instead of below like a normal person.
I don't know how they
You would, even you would know this is not right. So that's funny. Every time I see this, I know they're a Yankee. Oh, that's hilarious. That's
hey, I just got a ticket driving over the bridge into Gulf Breeze. I was going a little fast, but that's odd.
Gosh,
oh,
people.
Not from here?
Gosh, people here seem to drive fast. That's, yeah, that would be a.
What is a grit? why are you eating right. fish in your grits?
Shrimp and grits. Somebody says, I love the ocean here. Nice.
Right. I made that mistake
the
in
Gulf.
98.
That's
sure.
right. Well done. That's your favorite person other than me. Maybe even with me in the room,
I
John
love
Hutchinson.
It.
That's right. 437-1620. What's a blue angel? Or maybe, what are those planes on the intersections at the interstate for? Like, I mean, you know, you can see that
yeah.
kind of thing.
God, I thought you could pop them off. I always wanted to go get one and put it in the house.
Oh, I feel like at some point,
like,
you know.
I know, that's nice. Thieving.
Oh, my God. Did you see all those dollar bills hanging from the ceiling?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's great. Sure.
Soup for 17 cents? What?
Yeah.
That's outrageous. Well, I love yeah, sure enough. Somebody else texted in when they refer to the Gulf as the ocean. why is there a car in that tree? That's funny. Bears? Why are there bears? I don't understand. Let's see. The ironwork fence down one of the streets is a lovely artistic touch to Cervantes.
It is. Oh, cool. Bluffs. Okay. Let's go walking along the bluffs. It's a beautiful scenic area.
Yeah, that's right. You probably won't encounter anybody. What road is this? Bayou? Brent? Michigan? Softly Field? Beverly? What's the other one?
Perry?
Yeah,
knows?
That's a good one. This is more of a do, not a say, but my car got stuck in the sand. Oh, yeah. You got to know which ones can and can't. Yeah, you got to know which ones can or can't.
Yeah.
There'll be plenty of parking for the Blue Angels Beach Show, though, right?
Right, yeah. Just, the Blues don't fly till 2, so we should leave around 1.
Get there at 1, whatever, that's fine. they have an entire stadium that sells Wahoo fish? So weird. Like these. You guys are funny. All right, 437-1620, your how to tell somebody that you're not from Pensacola without telling them you're not from Pensacola. I don't know.
Here's another
one.
What's this hot peanut soup that everybody's selling in convenience stores? Those boiled peanuts? Oh, my God. Hot I put that off soup. For Darren got me.
You didn't want to try them?
No, because they look disgusting.
It
and
does
then it's
look
like
nasty.
This gross, soft thing. Oh, my
Careful.
God.
They're so good.
They're the best thing. They're like manna from heaven.
Yeah,
they're
they
like
really are.
As amazing as the Greek pizza from Fanaris Brothers. It is phenomenal.
Oh, this is a good one, too. I wish we had festivals and events here.
Yeah,
or,
there's never anything going on.
Oh, this is cool. We have a festival.
Yeah, right?
So neat.
It is neat.
All right, I don't know who's really doing lucky. Traffic. Sarah's
I'm gonna,
doing traffic.
Oh, I'm doing traffic.
Doing traffic.
I'm going to do
All
traffic.
Right, fair enough.
As we take, and it looks like everything's clear right now. These accidents have been cleared up. We were watching Blue Angel and Muldoon, and it looks like that's been moved off to the side. And thank you for texting that in. Shemuckla Highway, Woodbine Road, and Berry Hill Road, Milton and Pace, all clear. No slowdowns on Guernsey or Giddens Lane either. If you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Do you guys do Mardi Gras?
Oh, my gosh. That was the weirdest thing, too. It's like Mardi Gras, because you think it's and also when they call it New Orleans.
Oh, all right.
In New Orleans, they celebrate Mardi Gras. What is this?
Right.
Which is what I said.
The question of the day is, I thought of a good one. You ready? Wow, there's a Rolls Royce park down on Bayfront.
Isn't that wild?
That's a good one.
It
like,
is
oh,
cool.
I saw it for the first
right,
time ever.
And the first time you'd notice all of a sudden,
yeah,
like, oh,
that's
wow.
exactly
it
right.
It was John Lennon's, right?
That's right. Yep. Allegedly. Hey,
allegedly.
If you are a business and you have employees, you have to deal with insurance, you have to deal with health, dental, vision, life, disability, human resources management, payroll, all of that stuff. That's what Torgerson Causey does. They're a comprehensive employee benefits agency, and I know they're great because we use them here at News Radio. We've used them for about 6 years, and when they came in, and Cat Country and ESPN Pensacola, we all use them. When they came in, they gave us options we didn't have before on health insurance. They gave us like choices, and also they gave us information, and they would always answer questions. My wife is a great question asker. She wants the details, and they always give the answer. It's so much better customer service than the folks we had before, a real step up that we didn't know we were missing out on. So if you'd like to solve this problem, if you'd like somebody else to help you with this problem, you just want to find out if you can do better for your employees, give them a call. No obligation for them to look over what you're doing. 433-9996 for Torgerson Causey, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. Let's see. We got some other ones in here. Is there a story behind the fancy car? Oh, okay. That's exactly right. Have you seen all the painted pelicans around town? Aw, that's cute.
Right. Or the Meguiar's bus with that Elvis that waves.
Oh, right. Right. Yeah. With what looks like the dead people inside or something.
It's kind of... It does. I know. It's kind of sinister if you're just driving down to go to wherever that was.
There's a really cool skate park behind Olive Garden.
Oh, man. Nice. You really earn your breadsticks when you eat at that
one. That's for sure.
I totally will.
Can you fish off the pier? Oh, nice. We will plan the outside party when there's 0% chance of rain. Oh nice.
Right.
You go. Let's see, 437-1620. Oh, my God. I thought I had one more come in on my my own phone. Let me just check real quick if I can get to it. Oh, somebody says, our county commission has always been on the up and up.
Stop it. I appreciate what they do.
Wow. Oh, brutal. Oh, we got to end on that one. 849, I'm Andrew McKay.
But no matter how many passengers you have, there's a Volkswagen that fits your needs at Feedmore Imports. The 2023 Jetta Sport, the sleek, compact sedan now from $24,361. The Taos S, a sporty crossover with a competitive price of $25,681. The Tiguan S, with the third row, is larger and it's now $28,251. And the family-sized SUV that seats seven passengers and has style and comfort for everyone to enjoy. The 2024 Atlas SE is now at Feedmore Imports from $39,421. And the VW ID.4 EV, the all-electric SUV with plenty of space and an abundance of tech features, is now from $35,332 at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, 103 New Warrington Road.
Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Discount on the ID.4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate. See dealer for details.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon, the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensations on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more today at 9 on Pep Talk with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. It's like headline news for radio every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
They're great.
Minutes late coming down here. I was in had a phone call again. We have weekly calls with American Magic, and very, very excited for this is their first preliminary regatta that will take place this weekend. And actually, there's a watch party that we're helping share the news on. I know Visit Pensacola is at Seville Quarter Friday morning at 9 a.m. Because they're racing over in Spain.
This is Mayor D.C. Reeves. Yesterday, we talked about this with him a little earlier this morning. It's not. It's kind of like the friendlies in soccer that are going on right now. They don't mean anything, but they're fun to watch if you like the sport. I'd put that caveat in there. But American Magic is going to be racing on Friday. The watch party is going to be at Seville at 9. This is really the first chance for them to compete and see where they stand. It's not the... I don't know enough to really tell you more than what the mayor said, which is that it's not the big boat. It's not the normal race. And it's just kind of a warm-up. But
this will not be the same size boat that they're racing next year. But nonetheless, this is, a good watermark to see how good the team is. And certainly excited. This will be their first big world-class race since we've been able to get this funding and all that. And as I've been saying, you know, they really have become our home team. So certainly rooting for them and hope for a great result.
Yeah, they have become our home team. I love that. On the sale, they've got Pensacola listed. It's just, you know, it's a really neat thing to see the kind of publicity and exposure that the city is going to get from this. 437-1620 is always my phone number. You can give me a call about anything that you want to talk about, especially if you disagree with me. I always encourage that. That's perfectly acceptable. Yesterday, also, we had Allison Anderson, she's the executive director of the Escambia County Healthy Start Coalition, talking about how they want to reduce infant mortality, particularly in poor and or black communities, because it's a much higher percentage that are harmed by this. 30% of infant deaths come from bad sleep practices. That is a preventable death to an infant just because the parents don't know better or won't do better, and usually because they don't know better. And the idea here is this program is to get first responders, when they go to a home for whatever reason, to kind of pay attention and be aware that if they've got an infant, are they practicing safe sleep practices with the infant? Just like you would, you know, ask, do you have a fire detector, you know, or a smoke detector, that kind of stuff, because it's preventable and it's, man. So the basics, in case you don't know, about keeping the kids safe when they're sleeping are, there's kind of an ABC. Alone, babies need to be on their own sleeping surface, which is not with pets, not with other kids, not with you, no co-sleeping in the bed, alone on their own sleep surface. Bed sharing is a risk for sudden infant death syndrome and for suffocation and for falling in the crack between the mattresses and falling in the crack between the cushions and falling in the crack between the bed and the wall. And all of these things are avoidable. And I'm just telling you, you don't want to have to talk to a first responder who's seen these things. It's horrific. B, the B is for on their back, on their back. And C, not on their front, not on their side, on their back. And C is for an empty crib. An empty crib with no, you know, no bumper pads, no pillows, no blankets, no stuffed animals, no toys, no supplies, no, just nothing in the crib except the baby on their back. And if you want to wrap them up tight, baby burrito style, that's great. That's do that. You know, they can't even move that way. They like that. It's like being in the womb. Anyway, ABC, alone on their back in a hard surface crib. And if you can be in the room, that's nice, but just don't be in sleeping with them. This is not in a car seat. This is not in a rocker or a swing. This is not on the couch. This is not on a beanbag. Oh my God, just don't. And if you ever see, like, this is, you can be the evangelist, okay? If you're ever with a friend or with your daughter, your relatives, whatever, and you see any of this stuff, tell them. You might save a kid's life. Anyway, I appreciate that the city is doing so much in this regard to educate. It is preventable. 856 on News Radio 92.3, Candy's got traffic for us.
All right. Blue Angel Parkway, again, at Bellevue this time. There's another accident, and this is, it looks like it's blocked northbound. Emergency crews are on scene. Use caution there. If you have traffic tips, text them in. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
If you have been thinking about buying or selling a home, and you hear me talk about Christina Leavenworth all the time, I'll be honest, I probably don't do a good enough job of focusing on the people around her, because I always say it, like Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, but the team is pretty amazing too. In fact, here's a review written by a woman named Nicole on the Leavenrinke Realty site. Says about the agent here is Caitlin. The best experience buying my first home. I'd use Caitlin again any day and recommend her to everyone. I was hesitant about buying, but this was the most stress-free process. She helped work out all the details. She knew I was set on a particular house and helped me go for it, checking in along the way to make sure I was okay. That's such a nice thing. The biggest thing for me was when my dad flew in from Texas. She helped him surprise me after not seeing him for almost 2 years. She treated us like friends and family, not like a client. So the thing with Christina is, I mean, she's great. But she has surrounded herself with a team of sort of like-minded and also like-hearted people that they think about people the same way she does, wants to serve them and help them and go above and beyond. And you get that feeling every time you deal with them. So Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158. This is kind of just a little note. Okay, if you ever go over to Fort Morgan, and oddly, my wife and I have been biking over there lately. Yeah, it's a trek, but okay. They're putting up new beach safety signs trying to alert people to the riptide dangers because they've had some incidents just like we've had some incidents. And I will tell you, they're very noticeable. The big yellow signs that have like a flashing to alert you right now that there's, at least I think, I haven't seen them on, but that's what it looks like to me. that there's rip currents right now. Be aware. So when you're driving in and then at the beach access points, you're going to have them as well. It's a good note. It's just the kind of thing that, again, if people aren't from here and they're not familiar, you know, that's something that can get them. 8:59 on News Radio 92.3. Time for future news. Candy, the Milton City Council has approved Scott Collins unanimously last night.
Yeah.
But they also approved going after him before, and it didn't so much turn out well. Will this one succeed?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, it will.
We're
so glad to have you, Scott.
Will the Florida State Supreme Court strike down the precedent and say that privacy doesn't relate to abortion? Yeah, they will.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
The press conference is going on right now in Pennsylvania after they captured that escaped prisoner.